I don't want to deprive the restaurant of its best customers, but after 52 years cooking for celebrities, presidents, and royalty, I'm certain I can persuade them to try some authentic home cooking. While Ching takes a break, I've offered to prepare a meal for them at Mrs. Lau's house.
And I thought, okay, that's a good opportunity for me to actually make sweet and sour as we Cantonese make it, which is the real thing.
I've come to the old Bao Hao Road to buy ingredients for my sweet and sour pork. Guangzhou is in China's wealthiest province. Thanks to manufacturing, people here are among the country's highest earners. They demand quality and variety in their food. And in this market, you can buy almost anything.
Live frogs. You know what we call live frogs? Chicken of the fields. You know, there's a famous saying that we Cantonese eat everything on four legs except the table, anything that flies except an airplane. Oh, this would be nice to put in sweet and sour. It's very unusual. Mangosteen.
Mangosteens are a South Asian fruit with a sweet, tangy flesh, which makes them ideal for this dish.
I got mangosteen and some pear apple.
I learned how to cook sweet and sour pork from my uncle Paul, who had a restaurant in Chicago's Chinatown. He taught me which cuts of meat to look for.
I'm using the most tender part of the pork. Not the belly that needs more cooking, but a piece that I can stir fry very quickly and then toss in a sweet and sour sauce.
Mrs. Lau is retired and lives in the commercial district of Guangzhou. It looks like word of my visit has spread. Mrs. Lau has invited the entire neighborhood.
That's a Chinese Buddha. Chinese Buddhas are always fat.
Mrs. Lau could not have displayed religious icons during the Cultural Revolution, but since 1978, the Chinese Constitution has guaranteed freedom of worship.
This is quite lovely. I have the same thing in my home in Hainan.
It's 23 years since I was last in Guangzhou. So before I cook dinner, I'm keen to hear how life has changed for its residents.